We're on page 238, Simen Tes Zayin. Simen Reish Ches Simen Tes Zayin. Shasa Yayin Amayin. So you drink water and wine. Ein Lo Levarach Al Mayin Barin Nefashos. So we already said before that your wine can cover your beverages if they're either on the table or you had them in mind, right? And Brach Achrona also, you don't make a Barin Nefashos. Shabir Ches Hayayin Potarton, right? The Bracha on the wine, Yal HaGefen, will cover all beverages. Kashem Shnei Bracha Rishona Yayin Potar Kol Minei Mashkin, just like by the Bracha Rishona. Okay, so he says in Ayin Aleph, back on 238, he says, V'hu Adin Kol Minei Mashkin, Af HaChashum Yoser, right? It doesn't make a difference what kind of liquids you have, right? The after Bracha, the Yal HaGefen, will cover all of the any drink. They do have a shiloh. What about, you know, we talked about if you cook vegetables, right? So you cook carrots, so you now have this carrot juice, carrot water, right? And we said the bracha on that carrot water is a bari priha adama, right? So does your bracha achrona, does an al hagefen cover carrot water, right? So it seems to be a machlokas, number of achronim seem to say that a liquid's a liquid. And so what, that the Bracha Rishona is a Adama, it's still tuffel to the wine. However, I think Rabbi Yashiv says it's not the case, and therefore Misafik, one should make sure he makes his either Bari Nefashos or something else, or make a Bari Nefashos on the carrot water, and then make the Alagefen. Okay, so Ayin Beis Ein Lo Levar. So we say you don't make a special bracha on the water. Bari Nefashos Mayu Kishkavel Yainis. So you need certain conditions. So first is that you were koveya on the wine. So Vyaz Potar Fi Lohi Amashkin Lefon B'Shas Bracha. So then that'll cover all your beverages. Okay. The Mayu, which is the more common case nowadays, show you Amashkin Lefon B'Shas Bracha, that when you made your Bari Pri Hagafen, right, so, and the other drinks were there, so then, just like for the bracha Rishona, they're covered, they will cover the bracha achrona. Then even if you only drink one kos, it will cover your other drinks. Now, look at Ayin in the Sharat Zion. Now, he says, V'aftil inyan bracha Rishona, after the sagi liftar amashkin, afim lo shasa mehayayin, rakim lo lugmov. Right? Even though we said that when does wine cover? So do you have to drink a revius? You have to drink a mali lugma? You have to drink a kezais? Right? What about a little bit of wine? Even less than that? Right? You have the divrei chaim? Who said that? Kamosh kosafti shom bibir halach aval inyan bracha achronam lifter hamashkin bibir kos and lo yitzui rakam shos revius yayin shimuchil kol yam bracha. Right? It's only going to happen if you made a bari, if you drank a shir, you drank a revius, right? We're not going to let you make an alagefen if you drank a mali lugmov, even though technically it will cover over the other beverages, right? But it's a suffix, bracha achrona. So you're not going to make the bracha achrona, and therefore this case must be talking about that you drink a revius, kumush kosafti shan berlach, avali inyan bracha achrona, lifter amash and berchas, and leitzer rakhachos revius, jayin shem chlevi kolyam bracha, yim shasa pachs mikashir say yesh la'ayin bedavar. What do you do if you drink a mole lugmov of wine and a revius of water? Right? Because there are those shitas that were machmir, but they hold you'd make a me'ein shalosh. So therefore, you wouldn't be able, according to them, you'd have to make an alagefen. And not a Bari Nefashos. The Kimishum Sheno Yodin Levar Halach Yechui by Days of Levar Bari Nefashos Rabos. He leaves as a Tzarachian. Right? Now, this is a big question that everybody is sort of troubled by. Right? Because that's all very nice, but the Maisi, you're not making an Alagefen, even though there are sheets that hold that. So now what? So therefore, because you could have, right? But you didn't, and you still need your Bari Nefashos. So the Mishabur seems to imply that that you're not going to make, you're sort of stuck in a quandary, that you need to find something else to make a bracha on, even though you're not making the Al HaGefen. You need to find some other Bari Nefashos or whatever. So whatever. It's a tzarachin that he has, and it's a situation I guess one should not find himself put into, right? Where he doesn't. And again, it's just another reason, right? Every sexually says this, but another reason why you should never drink when you're talking about wine. Never drink less. Either drink less than a kezias, which is an ounce, or drink more than 3 ounces. Never drink between 1 and 3 ounces because you get so many shilas that come up, right? In a lot of different ways that you get yourself into trouble, right? With the bracha achrona, with other things.
That's by kiddush. Let's say by kiddush.
Well, by kiddush depends which kiddush you're talking about. If you're talking about kiddush Friday night, so it doesn't make a difference going right into the meal.
Right.
If you're talking about kiddush Shabbos day, it's also not a problem. But Havdalah is a problem, right?
Kiddush and Shul
is a problem,
right?
That's why Rabbi Sacks always says that the brisker chumrah, that everybody should drink a little bit of the wine, right? So sometimes it's a chumrah that else.
On this coast?
Yeah. Right? So again, he says if you do that, so now you drink a little bit of wine, well, what happens now if you want to drink a cup of soda? If you drink, right? So that'll help you for your bracha rishonas.
But also, right? If you have a drop of wine, that
helps. It's not going to help, right? If you drink less than if you drink less than a
drop, you're not going to get any bracha.
Right. You're not going to have a bracha either.
Wouldn't it be better for him to put the grape juice from the back onto his table, and then that would be covered, and you could have just have from the grape juice?
You could, but he just feels it's better not to get involved because you put grape juice down, people may have an ounce. And then all of a sudden they've got bracha achrona issues because they're going to make an ala milcha because it's a kiddush and you have to have a kezias of mizonos. But, and as we mentioned yesterday, the day before, are you allowed to go ahead and just gratuitously throw in an ala geffen because you drank a smaller shir, right? And that's not so poshut. Some say yes, some say no. Right, so you just get yourself in all sorts of trouble if you're going to go ahead and drink 3 ounces. So fine. So that's then your ala geffen's fine. Covering all the drinks is fine. Everything's fine. But most people are not drinking 3 ounces when they're drinking from the kiddush cup.
Usually, people drink a drop.
Yes. No. But Dave was saying that you put the grape juice there, so you can just keep on refilling with grape juice, and people will then go ahead and might take more than a drop.
Okay, then you're getting on job.
So
they have whole rabbis, might as well.
Well, okay. You can only have them, you just have to know that what you're doing. With everything, what's the line? Forewarned is forearmed. If you at least know the halachas, you know how to conduct yourself. So if you know that there are all these problems, that's very nice. So go ahead and find yourself a rabbis of wine.
So is it better not to drink?
Like better not to drink.
If you have a candy there or something like that.
No, so in candy.
Yeah, yeah. So if you have a shahakol there, right, they always have some, usually have some candy stuff. So if you have a shahakol there, so you make the shahakol on that, have in mind your drink. Because your drink is now at risk. Right?
In camp, Rybalski starts or Tolan starts serving fish by the kiddush.
Fish?
So they can have a shahakol.
So it's had milk, they serve milk. And everyone takes a little bit from the wine from the kiddush.
Cup of shaking
milk.
Cup of shaking milk, yeah.
Of course. I can't remember this.
Yes, of course. And Rybalski said, he spoke about this every year. He said, you have to ask that fish. And killed fish also.
Why?
You get a shahakol to cover your milk.
When did you put candy?
Because people would take a little bit of a.
And more than kiddush, I want to take the scene.
And then they didn't serve fish by meal.
Okay.
So I mean, that's what he wants. He wanted to do the fish and the liver, and he wanted them separate.
Yeah,
that might be a different reason. Okay.
In Borough Park, right? I think it. Every one of the labeled cats, they're all right. Everything, the challenge, the fish, it's all on the table at the same time. And it's very, you got to deal with that.
Even here, I've been to Kadesha where they'll have the challenge and they have the herring.
The herring, right. The herring has now replaced the gefilte fish as the troublemaker.
Yeah. I'm saying,
all I know is that your shuldov is very heimish. There was so much herring at that kiddush.
There's more booze than herring, that's for sure.
No, we noted that also.
One bob per person.
This was at Cahal Park Avenue, so we went there for a kiddush this morning. And so it was, yes, we noted the schnapps and we noted the herring.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so then back to Ayin Beis. Aval im lo kava, v'gam lo haya mashkin lefam b'shas bracha. So you didn't have the wine in front of you, and you weren't koveya. Oz tzarech levarach al mashkin le'acharem, k'shem tzarech levarach aleim lefnem. Just like you'd have to make a new bracha rishona, so it's not going to cover your bracha achrona. Chavor le'al b'sim n'kuf ayin dal, m'shibur sivkot gimel ayin shom. Okay. Now they do have a question also, right? You know, they raise the question, what happens if you had your drink first and then you had a bari priag offen? So your bari priag offen wasn't covering your drinks. Your drinks you already covered, right? Can you still make your al hagefen and cover the drinks that you drank beforehand? Right? Again, it's machlokas. They tell you to go make a bari nefashos first.
Are you machoyev in the bari nefashos?
It could be. It doesn't meet these criterion because you didn't have it. It was already before. But it's somewhat of a shyla, so they say, or get yourself other coverage. Again, just another issue is about wine could be very complicated with wine and other beverages, how to deal with them, right, with the bracha achrona. Okay, ayin gimel, shebirchas ayin potartan. Right, it's very interesting in the world of Shulchan Aruch. It was a very simple case, right? You had the wine, the water, and you know, make the bracha achrona covers both. But there's so many variations and deviations that. Okay, so he says shebirchas hayayin potarton afilu im erev sheviu hamashkin achar shenimloch v'siach daita mishtias hayayin. Right, even if they brought the mashkin after you weren't planning on drinking any more wine. Right, so just like wine, if you has chadas from your original bracha, you have to make a new bracha. So same is true with the beverages here. So in that case, right, even though you did not, your bari priag offen did not cover that thing, but the bracha achrona could go ahead and cover it. Right. Okay. Yudzayin. Bircha shalosh eino poteres me'ein shalosh. So benching does not cover, and again, we're going to see all sorts of different opinions here, but according to Shulchan Aruch, benching does not cover an al hamichya. Shim achol daisa, if you ate a bowl of macaroni, ein bircha samozim potarto. You can't bench. Right. Now, why would you bench? Right. People have, benchophobia. Right. So the answer is that people start benching. It happens all the time. People who usually, let's say, are benched often during the week, they'll start benching and realize in the middle of the bracha that, I only had, macaroni. So it will not.
If you have hamotzi and then you have macaroni.
No. This is no bread. You didn't have any bread. You just ended. You just.
A guy, they had sandwiches there, so a guy benched, and he happened. He didn't just eat the
other
hand.
Right, everyone else is benching, so he started benching. Right, so, it's just like the guy who davens mincha early, and then he gets to shul in time for the next mincha, and starts davening again. Right, it's okay, you forgot. So he says it doesn't work.
I've been a culprit of that.
What?
I've been a culprit of that.
There's people have been culprits of a lot of things. As we say, nobody's perfect. However, there are two exceptions. Yain bercha shlosha potarto. If you benched after drinking wine, it will work. Shin bercha yain bercha samozim mokum ala gefen yotza. We'll see why. And he says, v'hu adinim berech al ha-tamarim bercha samozim b'mokum ala etz yotza and on tamarim, right? Dates, right? Benching will work for that if you didn't make your al ha-etz. Afilo omar ela bercha sazon. And even if you only said the first bracha, ben al yayin ben al tamarim yatza, right? You only said the first bracha benching, that will cover these two items, wine and dates. V'im niskrat shel chosim berachas hazon. But let's say you were in the middle of the first bracha benching, yaskil v'al shen chatla v'seret chem betov rechava, yisayim brachalim t'me'ein shalosh, right? So you switch in the middle, you switch. Even if you're at the very end, you just didn't say the bracha yet, right? You go switch to v'al shen chatla, add that onto your benching. And then you conclude with the Al HaMichya conclusion. Okay. Let's go to Ayin Dalet. Shim Achal. Ratzlam is Shelo B'so Chasuda. Right? So we're talking that you're not eating in a meal, you're eating just macaroni. Because if you're eating macaroni in the middle of a meal, as David just mentioned, right, then, benching will work. Even if you ate it right before you bench, you finish the rest of your meal, right? So, daisa. Now, he says, so any other mizonos cooked food product, right? So, daisa literally means, it's like an oatmeal, right? This includes macaroni. So it's kind of interesting because we said that wine and tamar, those are considered satiating foods. Well, there's no question macaroni will satiate you more than tamar. Now, tamar was a staple back in the days. It gave you a lot of shulshul, but it was a staple back in the days. And, you can get a lot of tamar for cheap. And the Gemara says, I forget who says it. He says, I don't know why. With the cheap price of dates here, why people aren't learning all day? Because the food is readily available, and then that night he was in the bathroom all night. He says, "I don't know how they learn a word with eating all this stuff. They're constantly in the bathroom, right?" But it was a staple. But he says, "Right, isn't macaroni more filling than tamar?" But since there is. Right, when you take flour and you make some sort of cooked dish out of it, you still could have done something better with the flour made bread. Shepas nasis ikur mimina dog made from flour. Lo shach brecha shloshkin bepas. So therefore, maybe benching only works for bread because this does not deserve an elevated bracha. Vidal, we'll see why the others do. Vidal ladini skimu kam achronim shlokadas mechaber. Many achronim disagree. Right, he quotes on the bottom here. Baragola, Prichodesh, Evan Ozer, Gra, Chayodim, right? We have to call, right? So he says, Shlokadas Machaber El, the dice of a call, the king, call Shum, Mimine Dog, and any flower, Michael, Bidiev, Birch, Mosin, Potarton. Even to Zion, Lagrimi, Tamar, shouldn't be any worse than Tamar. The call came to pass Kisnan, Devade, Birch, Mosin, Potarton, and certainly if you have passed above a Kisnan, right, it might even be considered real bread, and therefore you would go ahead. And if you benched on it, you don't have to repeat anything. Okay, so now we get to the exceptions. Wine. Why does wine get this special privilege? Again, you just stop drinking wine. The table gamkin b'di'evit pocho kishberach leberach samozim. If you benched, v'atam yishum di'yayin zayin v'soed halev. Right, the wine is considered something that satisfies the heart. Based kmo lachem, right? Yain yisamach levav enosh. Right, somehow it's considered a satisfying food. V'yain beralacha. We'll see in beralacha more about that. And v'yal ha'tamarim. And on tamarim, the tamarim nami zayin ke'ein minei dagon. Right, tamarim are also like dagon type food. V'shayach hu b'diavad berachas amazon. Ma'ashen ke'ein shar peres afilu mishivas aminim. Afilu b'diavad ein yosei berachas hamazon, right? Because ultimately, right, they created a nusach for that bracha, but hazon is only for things that are zon, right? And therefore, other fruits are not technically zon. That's not the nusach in the al haperos bracha. So therefore, it does not qualify for benching. Ela birchas hazon, right? So you just say the first bracha is fine. Alpha gav shein bo main shalosh, even though, main shalosh seems to cover all three brachas of benching, and even the fourth. Mikol malkum shi mishkvar gomar hazon et sakol, shuven yachalom ha brachas on nosaros, shalei niskinu lechatchil ha yayin vetamar. Right, you said the first bracha, right? Well, what's your next option? To say the other two, you're not supposed to bench, right? So you have enough in the first bracha to at least qualify for benching. For your bracha achrona, v'im nisker. But if you remember in the middle, lechatchila lo bevada yesh levarach bracha shichla me'ein shalosh kedin. Right, but we want you to go, and that's why he tells you to start from eretz chem to tov rechava, because now you're getting to the second bracha and the third bracha and the fourth bracha. Right, you pick those up by starting from that point in the al ha melchia bracha. Okay, let's go back to the beralacha here. Aval b'yayin, right? So we said yayin is an exception. So top of page 239. Says aval b'yayin da. The b'yayin yesh kama deis ben rishonim yesh bin is a kama chiluk v'nat tekum ladina, right? So we'll see what he says. Im shasa yayin shlo b'soch hasuda uverach lo berach samazin. So you drink wine, and then you start benching. Now that would be the most rarest case, b'sman hazeh. Hey, we're not kovei an yayin, right? And that most people are not going to get confused. But, okay, it could happen. So he says, Nifter b'di'ebed, t'chein r'das r'bin yonah v'harosh, chein ma'ash v'das r'ashban v'hama'or, perikar v'psoch, ma'ash v'das r'mban v'haran, sham d'yayin e'nif v'rich z'mazim, even though there are rishonim that disagree with this halach and Shulchan Aruch, lo kai mon kavasai, we don't pass like them, u'kamo sh'pasuk ha'shulchan Aruch v'siv zeh. Okay, so that's rule number one. Wine b'di'ebed g'benchan. Now, im shasa b'soch hasuda. After bracha, we shown it zarach the bracha from the chosh. We go and bracha the asma. Right, the Gemara is very clear. You drink wine in the middle of your meal, you're obligated to make a bayir priya gafen. But it's also clear that benching will work. It's the middle of your meal. Have a bracha. Achron lo kuliyam and iftar day brachas amazon. The kumosh kach pasuk hashulchan aruch b'simen kuf ayin dal tzevav. Okay, so that's pretty clear. Allah also gimel im shasa achar Gemara seuda. Now you finished your meal and then you took some wine. So das ben yon of rashman of or the nift me like they brach some mozen brach alachem afshlo kiven beferish al hayin, right? Remember, it's not after you bench, meaning you finish your meal and now you're just sitting around drinking wine. So all these rishonim say that works, the benching will cover that. Aval das rosh came with medvar per case mevarach and sofos chavav v'chein kos behed b'tosfosov. Now Ramban b'haran. You have to make a bracha and you have to make a bracha achrona because you ate that your meal was over. Vein lisma chalberch samazon. Achim kim behed liftagam a yain la rosh shiotu in the script of Osal b'vadim mahani. Rabban v'ran af b'dievelo mahani. So that gets into trouble also, right? Let's say you had in mind that your benching should cover the wine that you drank at the end of the meal, right? So that there are rishonim that say it doesn't. So, achle didon e naf kamim. So what would you do? Let's say you had that situation and you know, you drink wine at the end of the meal. And again, it's also the question, do we really have end of meals today? Right, that was a separate issue. But let's say you held that you had a bracha achrona concern. It's the end of the meal, benching maybe doesn't work, machlokes with the benching works. And then you have a shaila as even if you have in mind, right, maybe it still doesn't work. So what's the best option then, Jimmy? Is to go drink after the meal, after you bench, drink another revius, and have in mind to cover everything, right? Now, some people, right, another revius might put them under the table, but nonetheless, if you get yourself an alha gefen, that you now are chayev bevadai, so that absolves you of all these concerns.
Why would you have to make another bracha shayna,
right? Yeah, it's after your meal. Benching may have covered it already, but in any case, it has to hadas.
Because right. If you say that the end of the wine at the end is really separate from the meal, so your bracha shayna on that really continues after the brachas amazon.
It might.
So then you wouldn't be making another bracha on the next revias after you finish.
So that may be a question, right? So you're saying there's a question maybe on the second bracha.
Right, you're trying to finish the bracha already, that's not the bracha shayna.
So go get yourself another cup of wine from the fridge or
some
other.
Yeah, really. You go to your neighbor.
You got yourself
a
bring a bottle.
No, right. Okay, you get your friend to make the bracha rishona for you.
Okay.
And then you say, but I'll do you a favor. I'll be moti in the bracha achrona.
Exactly.
Okay. So he says, achli deni nafmin bazez. We said the dina neshul v'sovach. We don't have such an end of suda rules anymore. Now, if you said Havlan and Nevarach, then it's on you. If you're drinking a cup of wine after you know that the Mishnah Berurah says that your suit is over, right? You have no excuse. You just don't do it. Now, he tells you to do that because that's your Yotze according to Rav Poskim, and it's a Suffolk Brach after that.
So right? Also, when he's having this in mind, this is when he's actually going to bench, when not when he's starting to drink.
No, when he's benching.
Right.
Right. But he'll tell you to rely on Rav Poskim. He's not going to tell you to go make a bracha achrona because the Ramban says you're not yotze, right? That is not going to stop brachas lehakol. Tells you at least do your best. You get 70% of the rishonim hold that what you did was okay. But I'm giving you an etza that if you to work it out afterwards. Now, you get the other tricky case. All you did was drink before the Suda. So we know that Kiddush is always a question. Mishnah Berurah says that, right, we do Paschim since Kiddush Makom Suda, so it's connected to the Suda, but you may not cover the wine Besocha Suda, right, unless you had in mind, right? So that's why I started leaving over a little bit of wine to drink during the meal, so I don't have any Shilas.
What do you do?
I drink most of my Kiddush wine, and I leave over a little bit, so after the Suda starts, I drink a little more wine. So therefore, the intention is always to drink some wine during the Suda. I don't have to worry about a new bracha rishona, right, for wine I drank before. Didn't necessarily have it. You know, for years, I never drink any wine during the meal. And therefore, it was hard-pressed to say that the bracha on the wine before the meal covers wine during the meal, since I never drink wine. Right, but every so often I'll take some whatever. So therefore, I just leave a little bit over. So there's always wine during the meal, and then I don't have to worry about it.
What do you drink between for your fish?
Mountain Dew. Yeah, that's the best cleanser of them all.
Spring and destroys everything over there.
Yeah. Okay. Im shasa kodem hasuda levad ladas hamaor v'haramban v'haran einon ifte berachas hamazon. Right. Wine before the meal and that you didn't drink during the meal is not covered by your benching. And Kiddush again is different. According to the Rush, it is. As we said earlier, since wine helps, gives you an appetite, so it's shayach to the Suda. And therefore, if you drank the wine beforehand, right, definitely have in mind for benching to cover it, because again, we said here, benching covers wine. Now, we're not going to tell you that benching is going to cover it. I have a suffix with if I drink that pomegranate wine, which is not wine, right? It's not benching, it's not all these options of having in mind benching to cover it, it's not going to work for that. It only works for real yayin.
What? You wouldn't be like any of the drink during Suda?
No, it's only you drink before the Suda. Okay. I mean, we've said two times here that if you have in mind, you know, benching can cover your, right, either at the end of the Suda, right,
say that or before the Suda. Don't we say that drinks have nothing in their part, cover benching in between before?
What?
Don't we say that drinks have, like, nothing? Like
not before the meal.
Before the meal,
if you don't, before the meal, you really have to make a bracha achrona.
Drinks?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Drinks?
Yeah, if you take
only on food that's not covered by the only on food that's covered by the meal, that's not drinks.
No. Drinks are covered by the meal if you eat them during the meal.
Right, so we normally make a brachah on foods that are covered by your pregnancy. You know, make a brachah beforehand. Except for drinks.
No. So
pass with a kiss over everything.
No, drinks you would actually
discussion.
Because again, wine is gor the taiba. A regular cup of soda is not gor anything. No shayachas to the suda.
But wine is a chash thing by itself.
No, but Mountain Dew is not shayach to your suda. I understand, but it's not shayach to the suda. It can be eaten any time.
It's one person.
Okay. Next berlacha, bercha shalosh potarto. So the bracha, right? Wine is covered by the bercha shalosh, right? Benching. So why don't we bench? Right, it's talking about a little bit, not a lot. Below side, uvein. Even a little bit causes an appetite. Or we're talking about a lot. Right, that a lot will give you an appetite. Right, three kosos of revius. Talking about a little bit of wine. That maybe if you drink too much wine, it's not going to satisfy you. It's going to do other things. And the Shulchan Aruch makes no distinction. It does two things. It causes you to be filled up, and it gives you a taiva, right? If you say a lot of wine gives you a taiva to eat, so then you're sitting in a situation where, how can you say you're satisfied if it's just giving you more of an appetite? So lame the hugar v'gam soid elavad lezena, right? Past, it doesn't sound like it does both. You have something keeping the nischayav mishos shoshas a porta shayach hazetul brachos amazon v'oz nisad halev k'mali day lechem shulapach avshos atuva tzarachin. So he says maybe the answer is that lamaisa, when you drink a little bit, right? So at that point, benching will cover you. And then even though you drink a lot more, which now enhances your appetite, and you're not so satisfied, but you already had a chiyav, benching can already cover you at that point. Right, so therefore, it's a you can bench even on a large amount of wine, so the Chazon Ish questions this is a statement of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, so if that's the case, so the first 2 ounces you drink is covered by your benching. The last 8 ounces you drink should not be covered by your benching, right? So maybe that should get its own bracha.
It's
so.
What? That'd be way too complicated.
Right. So he says that maybe that when it says that a lot of wine gives you an appetite, that's at a certain point, and then after you drink that certain amount that makes you satisfied, then it is more satisfying. Okay. So let's go to the next beralacha. V'udin imberach al tamarim. Right. So same tamarim also get covered. Right, we don't want you benching on tamarim, on dates. Right, this is a rule of thumb also. If you're going out on a date, don't be sitting down somewhere if it's certainly the earlier stages to a full meal with bread and you're washing and benching. So he says, right, who didn't berach al tamarim, hainu b'dieved, do not bench on a date. L'chatchila. She should make the proper bracha achrona. Again, if you eat him at the end of the meal, which we don't have. Again, as we keep on saying, you have dates at your meal, you have to make a bracha rishon, like all fruit in the middle of a meal. But we never have such a thing called the end of a meal where it's going to require bracha achronas also. Okay, and then we said that if you said just the first bracha hazon, then you are good to go. So what happened? You made the first bracha, but on these wine and tamarim, you don't have any mention of aretz, you have no mention of malchus. So it must be the Al HaMichya only requires those things l'chatchila. And just mentioning the food part would be sufficient. Right, again, it's a whole machlokas rishonim where the bracha achrona Al HaMichya is a daraisa drabanan. I think everyone agrees that even if it's daraisa, the nusach is not daraisa. What has to be included is not so clear. What's daraisa, right? So again, you can play this. You know, hazan could work for certain things, but he says lamadam daraisa b'emetzarachin. But if you hold that benching is daraisa and the Al HaMichya is daraisa, then how do you get away without mentioning the three parts of benching, right? So that's tzarachin. So this would be indicative that it's only the rabbanon. But okay, we will stop here. So again, 9:45, either live in the Agoda or on Zoom. But please be on time either way. So we only have 15 minutes. Okay, Shmuel, you got that?
Yeah, I have this one.